Today, we are going to take some time and visit with Sarah Bain, Boone County Hospital Foundation, the Executive Director. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure.
Here we are, wrapping up the month of April, getting ready for May. What's going on for the foundation? Because you're getting kind of into your fundraising opportunity times. The one that always comes to mind for me, now Trestle Hustle.
Yes.
I remember when that started, and we were having a route around town.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Yes. This is our 13th or 14th year of having the Trestle Hustle. We moved it out to the Madrid High Trestle Trail, of course, years ago, probably almost 9 years ago, maybe.
When it opened.
Yeah. So it's been a while. I'm getting to that age where I don't remember exact dates or years. But the good news is we will be back out there on June 17th. And they're also hosting a high trestle fest that day also. So I think there's going to be a lot of activity out on the trail that day.
So for the foundation, again, you do some fundraising. You have the fall, you got the harvest fest, and the Trestle Hustle. Do you have other fundraising opportunities or things that you do, other events, or are these the primary ones?
Yeah, our primary events are pretty well established. We have the five events each year. Mm-hmm. We just had the trivia night, and then we will have the Trestle Hustle in June. We have the golf tournament, remembering our friend Mike Sharman, in July 20th over at Cedar Point. And then we roll into the Harvest Festival, which actually this year is going to be in November. We were finding that we were running into some scheduling conflicts with sporting events and that type of thing, so we decided to bump it back into November.
And the way some harvest goes, that might fit.
You
never know.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then we have Breakfast with Santa in December. Yeah. So we really try to bring in the community in a variety of different ways.
Foundation also does things like you do educational programs. You get information out to help get this information distributed to the public. And again, target different groups at times, but is that something still high priority?
Yes, absolutely. You know, and I have to say, we moved with the pandemic into a format where we're digital, we're online. So we record everything, we put it out on our website. I know that there's some people that really miss coming into the hospital. So at some point we may need to reestablish that connection of having people come in and have the program live, but also maybe recorded at the same time. But yeah, we just did this month in April, we did a program with Senior Life Solutions. And then we aren't doing one in May because I'm going to be gone. But then in June, we're going to have a program on cybersecurity. And this is something that we talk about at the hospital and as employees and different businesses, as employees, we need to know this information. But I think that it's important for the general public to be aware of some of these things that can come through on their email or now on our cell phones that people are maybe falling prey to, to speak.
Oh, and I just saw a new one for the cell phones today. Oh,
yeah.
But you never know. And it's for a lot of people, if they're not accustomed, this is a good opportunity to find out and learn some more about it. Sure. Well, obviously, the purpose of the foundation is to raise money and help support our Boone County Hospital, healthcare services in Boone County, really.
Yes, the three areas we really focus on is programs, services, and equipment, which I always say it's primarily equipment that takes a good chunk of that money, which, makes sense. But yeah, we are really focused on that for the hospital and the clinics.
So we do have, and we've talked about smart giving in the past and things like that. And I know you've got people that are regular contributors. You get a lot of times you get bequests and things like that. So our foundation doing pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not the biggest hospital, but we do have plenty of people that help support it.
Yes, absolutely. We have a wonderful foundation or a wonderful base of donors. And then again, I think our events are really helpful to draw people into just enjoying some opportunities to see what's happening with the hospital through those events. And then we have a large project each year that we will fund alongside of doing department requests, which so mm-hmm. that which means the departments can come in and request money from the foundation auxiliary. We pair up to help them in that. And then we just did our whole scholarship process. So between the hospital, the auxiliary, and the foundation, we're giving out 7 scholarships each year.
Wow. That's gotten bigger. I remember when it was like 2 or 3. And then, yes, but now we've got even more support for that, too.
Yes.
And are they required to come to work at the hospital? No. Some, a lot of them do. And a lot of them are from the hospital and going to further education, too. So.
Yes, yes. Some of them are set up primarily for employees of the hospital or staff or family members that are of our staff. So, yeah.
Well, we had a pretty successful go at a lot of those anyway. All right, projects, and you said equipment. Obviously, a lot of dollars go towards equipment.
Yes.
And I know those are some of the big things. At this point, I know that you're looking at projects that, well, we're just finishing up what on our safe room, I think. You're just getting that finished.
Yep.
And getting ready to move into another actual structural thing at the hospital.
Yes.
Which would be doing some rehab.
Yes, exactly. So the rehab area is, which is our physical therapy, right when you come in that west entrance, they have that large space there. And they're seeing 80 to 100 people a day. And so just allowing for more space for treatment rooms. So we're going to help them have 2 more treatment spaces and then open up their waiting area that can, you know, what privacy is really important also within our hospital. Mm-hmm. And just having a little bit bigger space so people can kind of spread out a little bit as well when they're checking in.
So how does it come up? We know that rehab, this was one that, what you selected or was it presented? How do you get projects? How do projects come up? Is it part of the hospital board's process and do they kind of direct it towards you or do you just pick up pieces that they're doing and say, we think we can help here?
Yeah, exactly. And that's a great question and could change with Michaela and you know, our new CEO this year, and she may have a different way about wanting to go about that. But in the past, yes, it's basically every year all of our departments put in a request to the hospital for all their capital needs. And so oftentimes when Joe obviously was my CEO, he and I would sit down and kind of look through that list, see what rose to the top. And then he would talk to the trustees. I would talk to the foundation board and we would land on something that seemed like price-wise would work, also something that the community we knew what they would get behind and be interested in.
So, well, with Michaela, and I guess, 3 months? What? Almost 4 whole months on the job. Hey.
Yes.
So, but, I mean, you've had some opportunities, and she does have a different philosophy on some things because she came through actual healthcare process provider, not so much on the financial side, but it's one of those things. She has a little different perspective on it.
Yeah, sure. And I mean, again, this is part of my process of learning how, you know, she wants to handle those things and she's been really hands-on, which I appreciate and having her involved in a lot of the day-to-day things that we're doing and having that guidance is really great. So,
So we'll sit. What you'll be doing as you go forward is take a look because now we have a new CFO also.
Yes.
And we'll see how he'll do funding on different things as well. But you'll take a look at what different ideas that the departments come up with.
Yes.
What they're looking at.
Yes, exactly. And really, again, it's really driven by the dollars that are needed for the project. Because, for example, if it's a $500,000 project, we probably can't fund that in a year. Mm-hmm. So we usually look for around $150,000 to $200,000. We're so fortunate that we have so much support around the community, also from the Good Trust, from the Boone County Endowment Fund, all these other granting entities that reach out to and submit applications to, and they're generous each year with that, and on top of the support of our community as well.
So you have to keep track of what all else is available and what can we all match together, put together.
Yes.
That will benefit.
Yes.
So our safe room, which was an idea that came up, and again, we had some, well, the hospital still has issues because you get people that come in that just need to have that separation to be secure for treatment. And that's part of the mental health issue that's going on that we're trying to deal with.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so what happens is typically people present in our ER, in our emergency room. And initially we looked at actually putting it in the emergency room, the safe room. It's a behavioral health room, I guess you could call it, is probably the more appropriate term. But at the time, there's been a lot of conversation about renovating the ER. So hopefully at some point we will be renovating the ER and we will add another safe room there. But this one in particular is up on the is up on the patient floor, you know, where we're in inpatient services. And this is the opportunity for, you know, when patients come into the ER, they have a medical issue because we're not licensed for mental health, but they have to have a medical issue. We can place them in that room safely until they can find, you know, where that person needs to go.
Mm-hmm. And that'll be finished. Rehab will be the next one, or renovating rehab.
Yes, yes.
That is high traffic. That's a lot of people through there.
It is. It is.
And it doesn't seem to be slowing down.
No, it is not.
So how, and then you'll just, again, look at what's available for next year and then start to build a plan around it?
May is usually when we start looking at that because our departments are putting in their budget for the July 1 start. And so we'll start having those conversations of what is needed. And then we will start to look at that. And then what we do is we actually create a funded need video and we bring that to the Harvest Festival. Mm-hmm. And that's where we kick off that fundraiser, which will be for 2020. And the foundation had that endowment campaign years ago. And so what we do with that, you know, the interest off that endowment is we have about $50,000 a year that we basically bring to the table, so to speak. So we go to the Harvest Festival and say, we have $50,000. We would love for you to match this. And then we move on. So usually between that $50,000 and the Harvest Festival, we're about halfway to our goal already.
You can pretty well get pretty close. Anyway.
Yes.
So, all right. So tell me a little bit about some of the other things that I know you're looking at, but what is Be the Light? Because you're going to be starting this.
So I'm glad you asked about that. So this is one of the initiatives that Michaela is really passionate about and really excited about. She worked at Compass Memorial, and they had a program similar to this. I think it was called Hope for All. And they basically, it was a great way to bring the community together, the school districts, all just having this great collaborative partnership around embracing families who are going through a hardship, particularly, specifically, cancer, a cancer diagnosis. So we are actually having our first meeting about it on Monday to start establishing those collaborative partners around, you know, Madrid, Ogden, Boone, through the school districts, through Relay for Life, and just really starting to talk about how we want to approach that for Boone County.
Show people that we have a team to support you.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So, and what the premise is that people would have, so we'll fundraise through various events through the schools and then also, you know, obviously through the hospital and the foundation and local businesses and organizations. And so ultimately bringing that fund together, and then we will have people apply for up to $5,000 that can help during that time of a cancer diagnosis with pretty much anything they need, really.
Mm-hmm. So, and this would touch, because right away, for a lot of people, they're thinking, okay, so we've got the Hope Festival and the Hope Foundation at the school and things like that. But it could tie a lot of these together so that we have a little more concentrated focus on some of these opportunities.
Yes, exactly. And the Hope Foundation folks are also involved and invited to be at that meeting on Monday. And again, really, that Hope Festival, I believe, is or their their fundraiser is,
we know
is
what
intended.
Their purpose is and has been.
And it's intended for for Boone's, I think Boone's students versus this is really countywide.
This would be countywide, so a little bigger, bigger area.
Yes.
In the track. Pretty excited about this opportunity. I mean, this it's a new one for you, so a new challenge.
Yeah, it is. And I think it's so important to bring the community together. I think that it's great to really encompass Ogden and Madrid and be involved in the schools and just have our presence be known in those areas even larger than it is now.
All right. So recently, you have a donation button on your Facebook page.
Yes.
Some people get a little hesitant about that. So this has been a debate. You've had this debate going on in your head here for a little while. Do we do this? Don't we do this?
Yes. Well, it's so interesting because, as we all know, social media has evolved over the years. And, you know, years ago when they were starting these, you know, GoFundMe things and whatnot, I was very hesitant to get on board with the social fundraising in order to protect my donors and that type of thing, just making sure that we aren't putting ourselves out there being overly vulnerable in that space. But what happened and what's kind of moved me towards this a little bit more is Facebook last year offered to match up to $7 million during this Giving Tuesday, which is a national event where people just, it's like a giving day in November. And they offered to match up to $7 million, but there were some caveats, of course, one of them being you had to be set up on as, you know, having this donation button on your page.
And so they could track it.
And so they can track it. And then, so I was like, okay, this is an opportunity. I'm going to look at it as an opportunity because now we're missing out on dollars that could be coming our way. And we Rachel and I jumped through the hoops. We have a button on our Facebook page now, and we will see what what comes of it now.
Are you a little more comfortable with security? I mean, it's always one of those challenges. And a lot of people, they just prefer to give you the or make the donation directly.
Right. Absolutely. And I feel like it's one of those tools in our tool belt, so to speak. I don't foresee us going out and doing a GoFundMe page at any point for what we're doing. Yeah. But because this is so specific to Giving Tuesday, and if Facebook chooses to do the match again or year after year, then we have the opportunity to tap into that.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about, since you've been there, which has been a few years for the foundation, not counting, but you did. You worked through a lot of things, helping with the Family Resource Center, helping to get that all put together, and went on to do the hospital foundation. It has continued to grow. We are relatively small hospital, small rural hospital, but we have a pretty solid foundation.
We do. It's so funny because I'm going next in a couple weeks to speak at the Foundation Professionals for Iowa Hospitals in a panel, and I'm calling myself a veteran/vintage foundation director because there's not too many of us that have been around, 10 plus years. I've been 18 years. So, I always have said, could we have done more? Sure. But I feel really good about what we have done, what we've established. We've been really strong, and especially, as I've mentioned before, too, like through the pandemic and just staying strong and stable through the pandemic really created an opportunity for us to continue to move forward. And we're doing a lot of great things, and I feel really good about that.
And we will point out, I know you're the executive director in that, but you do have a pretty good board, and you change membership on that board. It changes fairly frequently. Well, I'd say frequently, but I don't know what frequent is in the foundation side of things.
Yeah, well, interestingly, I did just have a pretty significant changeover because we have 3-year terms And then people can serve up to 3 terms. So I had people 9 years, again, yeah, we'll call them veterans also, 9 years on my board that were, it was time for them to go off. And so, we just replaced them with new board members. And so we kind of, I mean, there's a 7-member board and we replaced 3 of them. So it's about almost half.
That's pretty good size.
Yeah.
But enthusiasm for people to be on the board. I mean, is it there if you ask them and stuff? Is there an interest? Because for a lot of them, a lot of board members, I'm guessing, this is a way that they can really be vested into the future of healthcare in Boone County and the hospital.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of them bring their professionalism to the board. We have an attorney. We have a couple of bankers, like people that are finance savvy, you know, that's not always maybe my strong suit is knowing, you know, all the ins and outs of investments. And, you know, so having those people come in and be on my finance committee is really helpful to help, again, create that stability that we've had for all these years and we want to continue to move forward with.
Well, I do appreciate you taking time to come and let us know. The foundation has its own page. Again, if you go to the hospital website.
Yes. We have right at the top there, it will say foundation, and then you can go there and we have all of our tabs down that left hand side. Rachel Mann works with me on events and marketing, and she's done a great job of organizing all of that. So yeah, and also I want to make a plug for Educating Empowering You as well. I didn't mention that we do have all those recordings on our website, and we even have them uploaded to SoundCloud. So it's audio based. If people want to take it on the go and listen to it in the car, for example, they can do that.
A lot of and make it all accessible as much as you can.
Technology. So. Gotta love it most of the time.
So there are days.
Absolutely. I'm sure.
It's when, especially me, when I have to go get my grandson, fix my phone for me, you know?
Yes. And how old is he?
Well, there's the 5-year-old takes it and he goes off on his own, but the 10-year-old, he'll get it back. You know, that's just what they do.
That's fun.
Anyway, I do appreciate you taking time to come in. If people want to find out more about the foundation giving, because some people do planned giving, and you know, and I know you get the request and things like that. If they want to find out how to set things up, because you guys are there to help them do that.
Oh, absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, they can reach out through the website, or, you know, that's obviously all my information is out there, or message us on Facebook. I mean, however people can get a hold of us. But also, of course, good old phone call or email is great as well. So do you want me to say my phone number?
No, you don't have.
Okay, good. People will find it on somewhere, I'm sure.
And I will say also, go on there or their Facebook that you have under events, because you got all your events there and you can easily follow along. Get yourself signed up for the Trestle Hustle.
Yes.
You don't have to run.
No, and I'm always looking for volunteers too. So that's the other part that I'm always recruiting people to help out too.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks so much, Jim.
Sarah Bain, our guest on our program today on KWBG.